haven't asked me for my opinion, but one outcome that I would look at is the Secretary of State convenes the House after the election. The first thing after the Pledge of Allegiance the Secretary of State does is he takes nominations for Speaker, and the majority party generally gets the person they put up. One outcome here is the Secretary of State could convene it and then appoint two Speaker pro tems, where they both take turns. They're not really called the Speaker, but they're Speaker pro tems, and then they take turns throughout the session. That way you don't violate the one Speaker rule, but you don't really have a Speaker in that situation. You have two co-speakers that aren't really the Speaker.